This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Composer and conductor Jeffrey Pope moved to Colorado in hopes of landing his first full-time conducting gig. The 20-something is one of the finalists for the job of music director at the Aurora Symphony Orchestra. Well, just a few days after he moved to Colorado, shots rang out at an Aurora movie theater. Pope was moved to write a piece in honor of the victims. It premiered over the weekend with the Aurora Symphony performing and Pope guest conducting as part of his tryout. A full recording of the piece titled Radium and Sky is now online, and there's a link to it at cpr.org. And with us to talk about composing it is Jeffrey Pope. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I want to start with the performances this past weekend. Of course, there was an additional layer with the shootings in Newtown. Tell me about the ambiance at the performances.
Particularly at our Gateway performance, and Gateway High School was the staging area for the aftermath of the Aurora shooting. There was a strange sort of energy there and a kind of quiet that settled over the audience. We started with a minute of silence for the Connecticut victims, yet another act of this sort of violence. I think the audience was appreciative of the piece. In some ways, it's a strange piece to open a concert with, but I felt like it was a sort of invocation. You know, I looked into the orchestra as I was conducting, and I could see tears in some of the string players' eyes. That's not something that happens every day.
Describe Radium and Sky for us.
Radium and Sky is, first and foremost, a commemorative piece. It opens sort of elegiacally with tolling 12 strikes in the timpani for each of the victims and a very slowly unfolding theme.
It's a very somber beginning to the piece, but there is a brightening, if you will. It is more hopeful than I thought it would be.
It's more hopeful than I thought it would be, too.
There is a trumpet solo, I think,
yes,
in the piece.
It strikes me as one of the early hopeful notes in the piece.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with composer and conductor Jeffrey Pope. His piece Radium and Sky made its debut with the Aurora Symphony over the weekend. It's dedicated to the victims of the shooting in Aurora. Tell me about the name Radium and Sky.
Radium and Sky comes from a Western poem by an old friend of mine. Her name's Josie Sigler. She's a poet in Los Angeles. It's from a poem called Calamity. And it just struck me as a beautiful sort of image. No one really thinks of something concrete when you say radium and sky, but it gives you a sense of openness and of air.
In classical music, there's a long history, it strikes me, of pieces that are dedicated to an event, to the loss of life. Did you look to any in particular?
Well, no. I would say the only piece that comes to mind that I found myself reminiscing over would probably be Richard Strauss's Tod und Verklärung, his Death and Transfiguration tone poem. It opens with a man reflecting on his deathbed, and there's this pulse in the timpani that is sort of similar, actually, to what I do, that's almost like a heartbeat in there.
Well, let's wrap up with the ending of the piece. which carries a lot of symbolism, just as the beginning did.
Absolutely. The piece has come from a lamenting quality to an uplifting quality, and then I sort of drop the floor out. The piece ends with a solo A that sort of lasts in the strings. One by one, the strings drop out, and then you can hear a chime tolling on the letter A.
A perhaps for Aurora?
A for Aurora, absolutely. Huh. And the chimes are struck 12 times. Again, it sort of mirrors the timpani at the beginning.
12, of course, the number of people who lost their lives in the theater.
Yes.
Jeffrey, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jeffrey Pope composed Radium and Sky, which he premiered over the weekend with the Aurora Symphony Orchestra. Hear the full piece through a link at our website, cpr.org.